Might be.
That might be the guy?
The guy who threw the hamburger.
Can you put this, is this the hamburger guy?
It is the guy.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hang on 1 second.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Let's change subjects. We'll get back to that controversy with the pub and the sexist jokes in our next segment. This has to do with the hamburger toss for the Hamburglar. And how many people, including Eric, who believes it is fake.
Yes,
that it did not happen. We even have Keith Olbermann from ESPN who says there's no way it happened.
When was the last time you saw a hamburger get thrown twice and not come apart like a glass vase dropped off a roof? I mean, even if it had one of those little plastic swords through it, like sliders and stuff, something's coming loose. The bun, the pickle, the patty. It's a fake. The thing was plastic or it was mummified or something. It's a fix. Everything's fixed.
Okay. Jamie Boudreaux, the guy who says he's the guy who threw the hamburger on the ice, is with us now on the Doc and Woody Show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the invite, guys.
Tell us, when did you decide you were going to throw a hamburger on the ice?
I was actually on the hockey forums. I like to, you know, just chat on with some buddies there. HFBoards.com, plug. and we were just sort of talking about it for a few days before the game actually happened. And, you know, guys were, you know, talking about, is this something that, you know, we could do? Or would it be a problem, you know, to actually throw a burger on the ice or whatnot?
So,
you know, I came to the decision that if they did end up winning, I would do it, you know, right at the end of the game.
Okay.
As to not, you know, not to interrupt player.
Where did you get the hamburger?
It was in the place behind 107, the concession stand just directly behind there. I think it's called Bytown.
So section 107, the burger, the concession right behind there.
Yeah, right across from the Molson Beer Hall.
I know the place. Yeah. I know the place.
What kind of hamburger was it?
When I ordered it, you know, I said, just to give me a plain hamburger. She asked me if I wanted, like, pickles or onions. And I said, no, you know, just regular patty on a bun, and that's it. So she gave me that. And
and how did you prepare the burger for being thrown?
All I did was stuff it into my pocket, and it's kind of, I don't know if you've seen these burgers, they're kind of big. So my pocket could barely contain it, so it was kind of squished in there between the second intermission and by the time the shootout had ended. So by the time I took it out of my pocket and took it out of the wrapper to throw it, it was kind of compressed together into, you know, kind of a, like just a giant lump.
So, yeah, but some people don't believe you.
I don't know what to say about that, honestly. I mean, I just basically threw the burger and had no concern for non-believers. Maybe I should have, like, taken pictures or something before I tossed it.
Were you concerned about it? And the aftermath, were you surprised that it actually stayed intact?
Oh, I was shocked. Like, I could tell by feeling the burger that it was going to make it to the ice.
Yeah.
Just have the feel, right?
Yeah, definitely. And as soon as I didn't want to stick around, I saw it hit the ice and start rolling. But
yeah, you ran.
I thought it would hit the ice and probably break apart then.
Yeah.
I was just hoping it wouldn't fall apart on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
So to see it start to roll was, like, even came as a shock to me personally. So, but I couldn't have asked for a better result, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, now, Eric, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. Now, do you still believe that it was a fake or a setup?
I'm still on the fence a little. We're still going to recreate this with an experiment after the show here today. What I'd like to know is, how far away were you? Were you right up to the glass and threw it over? Did you throw it from the middle of the section?
I was row N, so we're talking about 14 rows from the ice.
14 rows back.
And all I did was step into the aisle, so I didn't get closer or anything. I just stepped into the aisle and basically just threw it overhead, kind of like a baseball throw there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And that's it.
It was unwrapped?
I was thinking, you know, just get another burger. And, you know, I'm thinking it's interesting enough that it stayed... It stayed intact throwing it from where I threw it from. Maybe, you know, in a controlled experiment, throw one from level two, one from level three, and it'd be actually, if they stay intact from those levels, it might actually be a cause for concern.
Are you going to Thursday's game?
Thursday, no.
Just wants to know if it was going to be a repeat performance.
Not for me, anyway.
No, okay. And just one more question. Was it wrapped when you threw it?
No, it was wrapped the entire time. I had it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I took it out of the wrapper when I threw it. I actually have the wrapper right here at home along with the receipt from the burger.
Well,
all right. That's proof.
Maybe you can get Andrew Hammond to sign that wrapper for you.
That's exactly why I kept it, you know, just in case of such a scenario.
Good plan. Well, thanks for the fun. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
All right.
That's Jamie Boudreau. He's the guy who threw the hamburger to the Hamburglar at Sunday's game at CTC. So,
Eric, case closed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I still, 14 rows back, man.
He's just hanging on. All right, we're still going to make
seems
the,
improbable.
We're
You're
still
in
gonna
denial.
Do, we're still going to do our Mythbusters video. It's 8:47, Doc and Woody Radio Show on Shay 106.